Hello, and welcome to episode 194 of the Nintendo Jump Podcast. We are a weekly discussion podcast created for Nintendo gamers by Nintendo gamers. Today is Saturday, March 19th. My name is Kevin, and today I am once again joined by my good friend, Sergio. What's going on, man?
Hey, Kevin. Going pretty well. You know, it's kind of fun and interesting to record on a Saturday. It just makes things more exciting. We have more energy. We have more fun.
Absolutely. And would you say that you have the excitement of a dragon? Because we also have our returning guest host, Marco, aka Dragon, as known on our community, in our community. Marco, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hello, I'm back because, you know, we have Mario Kart happening, and I'm just excited to talk about it with you, so I had to come back again.
Nice.
Of course. I mean, Mario Kart is one of the best things in the world, and we are joined together in harmony to play this game because a specific DLC just came out not that long ago, so we will be playing together in a little bit. But before we do,
yes,
I want to mention one specific anecdote that we've talked about every now and then. No, it's not the memes that you would think that we always want to say. This is a legitimate one. And I want to preface this by saying, back in one of our previous music episodes, there was the song, the tune, Coconut Mall, right, from one of the older Mario Kart games. I think it's Mario Kart Wii, if not mistaken.
Yes.
And Kellen made an interesting note as a hint for me to guess. Hot cocoa at the mall. And we ran with it like hot cakes. That's not even a saying. A hot cocoa cakes.
Hot cocoa.
And we are all having a beverage of our choice for this Mario Kart occasions. But I wanted to start out by saying thank you, Kellen, for that delicious anecdote.
It has been fulfilled.
It has been fulfilled. We're doing it here. And we're going to just go around the room and say what our beverage of choice is before we start playing the new courses of Wave DLC 1. So,
right.
Sergio, what is your beverage of choice? Is it hot cocoa or is it something different?
Unfortunately, it's something different. Let me tell you. So I looked up the places at the local mall that could have hot cocoa, and there was only one, and it was Cinnabon. And I said, okay, that's good enough, right? And we went there, and unfortunately, it wasn't like a formal store. It was more like a kiosk type location, so they didn't have hot cocoa. So I went with something else. I went to a place called Coffee Baylor, and I got a Belgian truffle latte.
Ooh, that's great!
Wow, I am Belgian. So envious.
And you know what? It tastes like hot cocoa. I just tried it for the first time, and it's pretty good.
Wow, well, that's awesome. And I mean, I've never had a Belgian style drink like that, so you'll have to recommend me. Yeah.
Belgian chocolate is usually said to be one of among the best chocolate out there.
Yeah, so, this doesn't taste like coffee at all, which kind of works for this.
I can imagine the hot chocolate is just going to be like fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, speaking of fantastic, Marco, what sort of fantastic drink do you have at your arsenal today?
All right, so I do not have any cocoa at the moment, unfortunately. But what I do have is some ginger tea. Just because it's good to have a hot drink every once in a while. You know, it's good for your insides to have like something steaming and just kind of you let go of your like stomach acidity and stuff like that. But yeah, that's what I'm having.
I mean, I would trust a dragon when it comes to acidity and having spicy things in your stomach. So yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Heck yeah, that's good reason for it.
Very solid, and I must say I do love ginger tea as well. So you are ready to go. But before we are going, I do have my choice. Now, originally, I was going to this place I've never been before. Shout out to Arabella Chocolate and Turkish Coffee It's at my local mall, and they have hot chocolate. It's like, okay, I'm going to go there and get some hot cocoa. First time, you know, all good. But I was steered away because their signature drink is their Turkish coffee, and I could not deny how much I wanted to get that within a few seconds. So I ordered it, and I have it right now, and it is simply pleasant. Very fragrant. I got the medium roast. It's in a 6 ounce thing, or 6 ounces. And yeah, I think this is just the perfect choice for me. And I love coffee just as much as I love tea. It's been a while since I had coffee, and yeah, now I'm here.
I'd say you love talking about coffee.
maybe we could say it's too cocoa-ish.
There we go. Well, very good, gentlemen. With that, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
For a race?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna press OK. We're gonna do 150cc, no teams, normal items, hard computers, not normal, hard, all vehicles,
right.
8 races. And you're probably thinking, well, Kevin, why are we doing 8? That's kind of weird. Well, not really. It's not weird because the Wave 1 DLC has 2 cups, each with 4 races. We're gonna do 1 playthrough of each of the courses. So here we go. I'm gonna press OK. And during this racing that we're gonna be doing, we're gonna just, you know, have a casual conversation about the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe game with the new DLC and just, you know, first impressions. What do you guys think of it? And I just pressed random. I don't know why I did that.
Oh no. Okay.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, guys. I got too excited.
Force of habit, baby.
Oh, no.
Okay, it's okay. Hopefully it lands on one of the courses you guys have. Okay.
All right.
Here we go, please. Oh, man.
All right.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, we're good. Yeah.
We got the normally, Paris Promenade.
The Paris Promenade or Promenade. I don't know if it's Promenade or Promenade, but...
I would say Promenade. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll say Promenade because that's what I've heard before.
Let's go with Promenade because it's like lemonade and we're talking about drinks, so
well, that's good fitting.
There we go. Well, Promenade wins. Shout out to the word. So okay, so we got Dragon. He has the golden, we'll call him all gold everything because he is just rocking that really well. And then I'm the Animal Crossing Villager Boy with the Wild Wiggler. And
all right,
and Sergio, what are you repping?
I'm green Yoshi, classic, traditional Yoshi.
Very good.
Oh, it's perfect.
So with this course, this is from Mario Kart Tour, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, yeah.
Now, what is your experience with Mario Kart Tour, guys? Have you guys played it a lot? Like, what is your overall experience?
Okay, I tried it once when it came out. It might have been in beta, but I never stuck with it. I don't even think I downloaded the full game. As I said before, I'm not really a fan of mobile games.
Right.
So, unfortunately, I didn't really actually try it this course before, but yeah, I really like it though.
Yeah, I'm with you. I never downloaded the game. I just didn't. But a little bit of a spoiler alert with these courses as part of the Wave 1 DLC. You know, it's making me want to try it out. I mean, the courses are pretty good. So, yeah, I'm interested in trying it.
Yeah, I feel that. These are, like, surprisingly good courses. Like, this first one is based on, like, the city of Paris. I mean, city of Paris from France.
Mm-hmm.
And you're basically, like, riding through, like, all these, like, the small town section, boutiques here, and then the infamous Eiffel Tower. You're basically racing like right around it in a circle. And then at some point you actually double back and then you're driving around the same track that you came from in the first lap.
Which we're doing right now.
Yep.
It's like, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Keeps you on your toes. And oh, Jesus.
I made a wrong turn too, Serge. That's how I jumped from like first to fifth. Or I jumped down? Yeah, I jumped down. But yeah, I like this course a lot too. I like the Parisian theme. Well, obviously, since it's Paris Promenade, and just the music is really nice.
Oh, okay, it's over.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh, I got hit by the lightning. Okay, well, that was a
darn
okay start by some of us. All right. Very nice. So there we go. That is Paris Promenade, already a fan favorite amongst us. And for the record, I have played a bit of Mario Kart Tour for about 36 minutes, and then I stopped playing. But, I mean, yeah, I definitely want to try it again after playing that course. So let's see. We're going to start the next course, and I'm not going to make the same mistake. I'm going to choose Toad Circuit this time and not random.
Oh, Toad Circuit.
Yeah, so this course in particular is from which of the Mario Kart series?
It's from Mario Kart 7.
Okay.
It was like the introductory course, like the very first course in that game.
Oh.
It's a very simple track. You know, basically it's named after Toad because you see like a giant inflatable Toad. It's really simple, but it drives well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge fan of these types of courses just because they're so simple and introductory.
Right.
But, you know, they have to have the formality of introducing these types of courses as a retro track just because we need to have them. So
that's a good point that you made, because it's important to have those kind of tracks to bring more players into the game as a gateway sort of thing. So I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can see there a lot of people's line of thinking, right? Like, we have easy courses already as part of the baseline game. The DLC should be just hard courses or more of the intricate ones. But, you know, not necessarily. It would be nice. It's better to have a balance. So we need some of these stages too.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, personally, I would love if they all were as intricate as, like, Ninja Hideaway that we're probably going to talk about later. But
oh, yeah.
This one, yeah, you're right. It's good to have a balance. Good to have just to have this history here.
Right, right.
Because Mario Kart 7 is like an important milestone in the series.
The first one with numbers. Unless you count 64, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I was, so on one of the turns just now, I missed items. I was like, oh man, why did I do that?
Oh no, my time.
No, the lightning. Oh, the blue shot.
Oh, I get blued. Come on.
The thing about lightning I always love is when someone ahead of you like drops a bunch of mushrooms, and you can just take that and mitigate it.
Oh, no red shell. Oh, thank goodness. Ooh, that was close. Okay.
Dog.
Yeah.
All right. Oh,
was that yours?
No. No.
Come on.
Oh, man. Okay. I came in like 9th, 10th.
Oh.
Well,
bad for you, good for us.
we'll take any sort of situation we can get, because Dragon is really good at this game. Like, I'm just gonna say this right now. Like, he's one of the top players that we have in our community, which you should join.
You know, Kevin, you aren't no slouch either. Especially when we were racing for fun yesterday. Shout out to Phoenix's community, Too Dangerous to Play Alone. We were playing together, and you were a hard bargain over there.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, I try my best, and definitely thank you, Phoenix, aka Laura, and her wife Tesha, for hosting that. And Too Dangerous to Play Alone is an awesome stream / Twitch account / they're just awesome. Let's just say that. And I just realized something. We are playing Choco Mountain.
Yes.
But we have another person join our our race, but I don't know who it is.
Oh, someone joined?
Yes. Yeah.
This is quite a development. So
they joined at the perfect time, because Coco Mountain is just in my opinion, is probably my favorite course in the selection.
It's a classic for sure. Let's call it Hot Coco Mountain.
Oh, yes. Hot Coco.
Oh, now I want hot Coco.
Don't you have some?
Well, it's Turkish coffee. I mean,
we tried.
No, I want hot Coco. Yeah, we tried. But you know what? Hey,
you tried, but you were misguided or swayed.
I was misguided, because I think in that particular situation earlier this morning, I made the right call. Like, Turkish coffee, never had it before. First time for everything. Let's go.
Sounds good.
I'm in fourth place. Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, this course is like, it just reminds you of Mario Kart 64. And to me, that's It's my my one of my favorite of the older Mario Karts for sure. My first one was the one on the Super Nintendo, but I remember 64 more fondly. I played it way more.
Mm. Yeah, to me, to a degree. Everyone kind of hates on Mario Kart 64 just because it's so wonky. So you go when you go into a drift after a certain time, you spin out automatically. Yes. And people hate that. I hate that too. But the courses and the course designs, like this one, Choco Mountain, is like very good, very quality. This one's kind of simple, but they have these boulders coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the fog, the classic fog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No! No!
One more.
Come on.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Well, you got that one, Serge.
Yes.
Well, that was Choco Mountain, and Sergio, congrats for getting first place there. I was really
close. That was close.
Yeah, I was like, my two red shells, come on, man. But now we're going to play one of our beloved courses that we've talked about a million times. Coconut Mall, what's up?
Yes, my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have to talk about something. You know, after we alluded to the past episode where we had the Coconut Mall, and you buy cocoa in it, and they come out with this first cup, and it has Coconut Mall and Choco Valley like right after each other.
Yeah, right.
It's they like
knew.
What
they knew.
What?
They listened.
It's crazy how much of a coincidence that is.
It's amazing. I mean, sometimes coincidences are on purpose.
Yeah, that's I would have to agree.
It's meant to be.
Yes.
That's why we're here. That's why we're playing Mario Kart, and
this is a classic jam for sure.
Oh, now I want jam on toast. Oh man.
Oh jam.
So
jam.
Let me see. Dragon, I think you played the Mario Kart Wii, right?
Because I did, yeah.
I heard that there's some considerable changes to this track, especially the fact that the Miis are not around, and basically you cannot get run over by your grandma. That's what I heard. I don't know what that means. Is that a big deal to you?
So the Miis, there used to be Miis in cars that would like try to get in your way at the end of the lap, and mm-hmm. now they replace with Shy Guys who are in cars who are like stationary. And okay, it's kind of a disappointment. I get it. Personally, I do miss it, but it's not a deal breaker for me on this course. This is still a really good course.
Yes.
It's just, in my opinion, it's a little like too compact for some reason. Oh. I don't know why it feels that way. Like, it feels like the scale is like off. Until you come back outside, then everything feels like big enough for Mario Kart 8 style racing here.
Yes.
But when you get inside the mall, when you get inside the mall, it just feels like everything's too compact.
Yeah, I agree. I remember the course feeling much bigger than before.
Well,
so
you were younger when you played it, so everything felt smaller at that point.
True. Yeah, and there's a blue shell coming at me, and I don't have my horn, and I just.
I mean,
hit.
That's true. But I'm pretty sure it's just the scale is just off because Mario Kart 8, everything's your racer is like scaled up, I think.
Mm.
Your camera is like tilted in. I don't know. It's just a feel that I get. I do love this course though. I mean, because of course it's Coconut Mall.
Oh,
and I just came in fourth. Good job,
man.
Kevin.
Yeah, I got lucky with a banana. I got lucky with a banana that I threw forward, and I think you hit it. And I was like, "Oh, thank goodness! The Mario Kart gods bless me for this track."
So, I have a spicy question for you guys, and this was heavily talked about, and it still is. Do you consider the graphics in the DLC courses to be disappointing? Can you tell the difference? Like, how do you feel about them?
Oh, this is a good topic. Just because the minute I started the new course in these DLC, I noticed the graphics look like the first Tor course, like looked definitely like it was taking assets from Tor. Yeah, I was definitely noticing that. And then it's not a deal breaker for me just because these are new courses. I'm more interested in like the gameplay viability of them.
Right.
Just being able to drive through these is just really fun. But I think it's a good point that the quality isn't like consistently there with the base Mario Kart 8 tracks. That's how I feel about it. Mm. How about you guys?
That's interesting that you guys brought this up, because for me, I think I was just more focused on the fact that we have new courses. Maybe my expectations are a lot lower, or I'm just not as attention to detail. But I can definitely see where you guys are coming from. I'm wondering if that would be like a patch. Like maybe they do recognize that the quality of the graphics on these courses is not up to the standard that we expect.
Right.
But I mean, overall, I still have a lot of fun. Like, I love this course right now, Tokyo Tour, right? Is it Tokyo Tour or Tokyo... I forgot the name now. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is Tokyo Blur.
Sorry, Tokyo Blur, right. Tokyo Blur. And, I mean, given the fact that I've been to Tokyo before, I mean, this is just really... It just brings me back. Now, I do wish I could have done the Mario Kart challenge there, because they have, like, a Mario Kart thing where you can actually race in the city. But, yeah, ooh. Oh, no!
Oh, so close. Second.
Nice. Third. Good job.
Oh, wait, that wasn't you. It was another villager.
The other villager. I'm the fourth place villager.
Before we move on from that track, I do want to mention that how cool it is that it shifts like every lap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In lap one, you're on like one part of the course, then it kind of like shifts into another road on the second and third laps, and it's really cool.
Yeah,
you know, for me, I mean, I'm sure, like, if you really analyze things, you can tell there's a difference in quality. I mean, to some people, it's very evident. To me, it kind of wasn't. I mean, I'm with you guys. To me, it's more about the gameplay and the fact that we're getting new courses from older Mario Karts, and especially from Tour, which a lot of us kind of didn't play, evidently, on at least from us here on the podcast. So it's just cool to get them. And like you, like one of you said, maybe... through a patch they might improve them, but if they made them all as sophisticated as the other tracks, maybe this was gonna take more years. I mean, it took years to get this DLC as it is, right?
Yeah, but that's probably like on purpose.
Well, I mean, that's a good point though, because I mean, we don't know how much time and availability they had to get these to its state, so
You know, and they work and they're very, very playable, so
yeah, that's the most important part. Exactly. They actually work.
For
the player base.
And this is a good example. Shroom Ridge on the DS. Like, this is this is one of my favorite courses.
Oh my
like,
god.
I mean, just...
I'm green shelling myself.
Oh
twice
no.
Twice by default.
Oh
no.
Man.
No, not that again. That's like surprisingly very easy to do in Mario Kart 8. It's just you shell the wall and it's started back at you.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that meme, Serge. I just got bloopered. Is that a term? I don't even know. I got a bloopered. I just got hit by a shell.
Blooper, but why?
Oh, good reference from Mario Party.
Doctor Why.
Oh, Doctor Why.
Okay.
All right. Another terrible meme. Back at it again.
Oh no.
Let's see.
This is a car like traffic track.
Yes.
I'm always like really bad at those. There's another one, Toad's Turnpike, I think is in the base game, that's even worse. This one I like a little more than that one just because there's not as many cars driving around.
Right.
Okay, so
it's easier to drive through them.
Blue shell.
Well, note to self, whenever we play Marco, we have to choose all tracks that have cars in it. So we're
That would be a nightmare.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man.
This is chaotic. Oh, well, my God.
Personally, for me, I love courses like this. But at the same time, when you get hit by a car in the game, it's like, oh, goodness. Oh, I don't want to get bloopered. Ah, oh, I just got bloopered again. Oh, my God.
Bloopered. There's a very interesting shortcut near the end of the lap where there's like a gust of wind coming out.
Yes.
I've never thought about getting through that.
It's pretty satisfying when you do.
Oh, you've done it. Okay.
Interesting.
This was... It, Eighth place, but I had the most fun. In fun, I was first.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, so we have our next track, and that will be Sky Garden from the GBA.
Ooh, I like this one. You know, it's simple, but I like it.
Yep. This is one of those short and sweet. Kind of like cotton candy.
Oh, man. Now on cotton candy.
Yeah. I do love the cloud based tracks. Like in the base game, we have Cloud Top Cruise, I believe it
is. That's an awesome one, too.
That one's more dramatic with the lightning and the speed boosts. This one's a lot shorter, but it's more designed like just a quick run through.
Right.
Since it was based on the GBA version. There's a
those on the GBA, they were pretty flat, like really, really flat. So it's nice that they actually added like slopes and inclines to this one. So it doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know where it's from, you know. But if you don't know, it doesn't feel like a GBA track necessarily.
Yeah. I like how they remade this just because I love these cloud-based like bouncy tracks.
Yes.
when they remade a Ribbon Road from the GBA as well, that one was like more like imaginative.
Right.
That's a good there we go.
They remade it into like a toy theme and you're basically like going through like ribbons and all these shy guys around. And this one is just you're just like bouncing across the leaves.
Oh, you good going, Kevin.
And mushrooms and it's really, I like how they did this one.
And the music in all the tracks, I mean, the Mario Kart developers, they know that music is big in Mario Kart 8. I mean, in the series overall, but Mario Kart 8 really knocked it out of the park. And the DLC tracks continue that tradition, which is awesome to hear.
I can listen to it all day. I mean, very well orchestrated, you know, a bit jazzy for a good number of tracks. And I don't want to get bloopered again. Oh, my gosh.
So many bloopers.
I know. What's going on? Like, I just have it normal items, too.
Oh, no. I don't know. The item balance in Mario Kart 8 has always been wonky to me.
Yeah.
You get bloopered every 2 minutes.
I know.
Okay, I'm stealing like a lot of mushrooms and I'm happy about that. Ah!
What I like about this course is that they added a like a donut shortcut at the end that's like a U-turn type of thing. It's very similar to the one that's in Sweet Sweet Mountain or whatever that course was.
Yes, I think it's Sweet Sweet Mountain. That's in the first cup? First cup of Mario Kart 8.
First or second. And it's a good shortcut type of thing just because you have to really turn into it. And at higher speeds, that becomes like a lot harder to do.
Yes.
Yeah. And speaking of hard, we have a hard course, Ninja Hideaway. Man, this is tough.
Here we go.
This is the craziest track for sure.
It's very innovative in terms of like race courses. I love it. I didn't even know you can go up the stairs too until last night when I was playing with.
Yeah, like if you play this and it doesn't make you want to try out Tor, like I don't know.
Yeah, I right? After playing this, I would not believe this is on a mobile.
Yeah, right.
Mobile game. I would just like think this is like a straight up Mario Kart 8 track.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's when you know that they did a good job with these tracks.
Yeah.
All right. I got some coins. Oh. I'm going to drift a little bit, go up the stairs here.
That said, to me, there feels like there's a definitely quality difference between this track and the ones that we've played. The other ones a little bit. Like this one's definitely like a higher tiered.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. The other tour tracks were like really good, but this one's like on another level.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. And I just fell.
Oh, dear.
There's a part in this course where I always fall, always.
Oh, man.
Towards the end.
Yeah, where you, rooftops, yeah.
Yes, because you think you can bounce off those cherry blossom trees, but you cannot.
Yeah, that always gets me too.
And I just fell again, of course. Yeah.
I do want to touch upon what Marco mentioned earlier. I mean, I agree with what you're saying, especially just like how three-dimensional. Well, it's already three-dimensional, but it's multidimensional. This course feels more multidimensional to me. The different levels and even the background too. Like you see Mount Fuji like just at a distance, I'm just like, wow, this is very majestic.
Yeah, and there's so much going on.
Yeah, so I would say this is probably the one of the best design courses in Mario Kart.
Yes, of all, this is my favorite of this first wave. What about you guys?
Yeah, definitely. It has to be, well, besides Coconut Mall, of course. Yeah. Definitely my favorite. It's just because it's huge and imaginative.
Yeah, honestly, for me, I think Ninja Hideaway is my favorite.
Nice.
Out of all these tracks for the, you know, for the first wave. Very innovative, as I mentioned. And yeah, just a really fun time and a bit difficult to master. So yeah, we need more of these tracks. So, and there you have it, folks. We just finished 8 races. We all did pretty decent. And it was a lot of fun. What do you guys think?
These are really great tracks all overall. Really good quality. I really love that they brought all the tour tracks, because to the Mario Kart 8 player base, there's like, these are basically all new tracks for us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've never, most Mario Kart 8 players probably aren't like into the mobile game, so like myself. So these are all like, I anticipate from here, like they're all going to be like mostly tour tracks that are new to us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Basically new. So I'm pretty excited to try them out, and I'm pretty happy with what we got here. Yeah.
Yes. Like, if this is the first wave and we can expect this every couple of months, this year and next year, it's going to be amazing, honestly.
I echo the same sentiments you guys have, and this is going to make us play Mario Kart more.
Yes.
More often. And yeah. I'm excited. I mean, this is just, this literally reinvigorated the game. Just one wave. Wave 1 DLC, fantastic. So, well,
that's a good word for it. Definitely revived it.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Well, actually, that reminds me of one more question. So, we have more courses, but what about more characters? Do you guys think that that could be a possibility, or are you guys okay with just having new courses?
You know what I'm thinking? So we know we're getting a lot more courses. I mean, even if you look around, there's some leaks that kind of hint at what's coming, which is kind of nice to see if you want to look into that. I'm more into the let's see what we get type of approach. Mm-hmm. But for characters, here's what I'm thinking. I think it's going to happen, but it's going to be paid.
Yeah, I can see that. Mm.
So this is hard for me to say, just because I feel like they would have marketed it if they were planning on it. Mm. Otherwise, I unfortunately don't really see it. I mean, that could change. Nintendo's always like super unpredictable with these things.
Yes.
Right.
But at the moment, I'm not really seeing it, but it would be nice. You know, like more Nintendo characters, like Kirby's really relevant right now.
Oh.
It would be super cool to see him and his Warp Star like come warping out into these racetracks.
Or him in mouthful mode. You know,
yes, Carby.
The Carby, I would love Carby.
Well, there you have it, Nintendo. Make Carby happen. And that's Karby. Okay. Make that happen. All right. Well, awesome. And thanks for playing, guys. This has been really good.
That was fun, yes.
We do have one more. Yeah, it was. And we do have one more bit of business to take care of, so Sergio, please take it away.
Yes, we have answers to our question last week. We asked, what Nintendo franchise deserves McDonald's toys? And we have answers from people on our Discord. All right, so we'll start with Kevin, then Marco, then myself.
All right.
Here we go. So Figment says, I mean, it's Animal Crossing, right?
Yes, you're right.
Rudy.
Promote it.
Rudy and Rudy.
Yes. Oh, Rudy. Different outfits. Oh, Rudy. Yes.
They're playing different sports.
Okay.
Basketball, yes. Hockey, baseball. I mean, football, the international one. Yeah. And American football. Mm. Yeah.
Rudy featuring Animal Crossing.
Perfect. Well, that's Figment's modified answer. Okay. Next one.
I would personally go like Isabel, but that's just me.
That's fair. Okay, so, you know, 7 Rudys and 1 Isabel. Okay, great, perfect. We'll do that.
Really good. All right, Shy Guy says, the Mario Kart, best-selling franchise that lends itself to toys. I know that's already a thing, but there's a reason, or any game that's been a long-standing meme works for me.
Ah, the memes.
One of the best things on our show. It's all about the memes.
Yes.
And the best, yeah. Mm-hmm. Quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity. I mean...
Come for the memes, stay for the memes.
Oh, yeah, he's right. Mario Kart, just always good to have Mario Kart as a Happy Meal toy.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Green Ten Dog said, Paper Mario. I think they can do a lot with that in the Happy Meals. That's very interesting. They could have stickers or just like maybe origami type of things. But yeah, that I'm actually very interested in that one. I can see that happening. Ooh. Hopefully we get a new Paper Mario game and they go along with that.
That would be amazing.
I want to say that if this is the case, I want a Goomba serving coffee as a Paper Mario Happy Meal toy. Yes. And I will revel in it as much as a potential Animal Crossing Ruby Happy Meal toy. They will actually be next to each other. I know Booster exists, but I want a Goomba Paper Mario Happy Meal toy serving coffee. So
that would be something. Mm-hmm. Would it be like King Goomba?
Well, I'm going to say no, because I want a Goomba who's, you know, all about the daily grind, you know, just every day serving coffee, no royalty, just someone that is a relatable Goomba, because I can't relate to a king, but I can relate to a barista.
That's true.
Even though I'm not a barista, but you know what I'm saying? I'm coffee related. I'm done. Go ahead.
Maybe Splatoon, but I don't know.
No, I wouldn't like that. Yeah.
We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that.
All right. Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi, Tom. No.
So that person said, hi, Tom. Kirby, imagine being able to collect all the different Kerbs with their different hats that also had some type of action figure motion to them. Fun for the kids and a collectible for the adults.
Yes, wow. That's a good answer.
I would like that too.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Like if each powered Kirby had like an action figure that corresponded to each copy power.
Yeah.
It would just have a new feature for each toy. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I'm in. Sold.
All right. And then next we have the real TJ, who says, I would want toys of Mr. Boatangles so that kids will be traumatized and therefore will not want to go to McDonald's anymore. Yeah, I could agree with that.
I imagined a Boatangles made out of fries, like curly fries, and I kind of want to eat one.
Oh my gosh. I love curly fries.
Not blue,
fries.
Though. If it's blue, I don't want it.
Okay.
Imagine like a Tangela where his vines are like basically like makeshift fries.
So fried Tangela. Yes, it's a delicacy.
Delicacy, no.
Golden brown color. Okay. Mr. Boatangles. I know Kellen would appreciate that.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, that's nightmarish. All right.
Turbo Birdo said, Banjo-Kazooie, I want my very own crispy bacon. Yes, this would be the way to do it.
There we go.
You get your toy and your meal at the same time.
Do you know what he's... Do you know who is he referring to?
Oh, it's a photographer in Banjo-Kazooie. I just looked it up. Oh, okay. Yeah. I just looked it up. I know that I kind of cheated on this one, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm still looking forward to playing the sequel once we finally get it. So,
that's a good point, huh?
Ooh,
we'll see.
Shout out to Crispy Bacon.
Crispy Bacon.
name. I do like Crispy Bacon too, but that's for another day. Anyway, those are our answers from our Discord community. But we have our answers, so we're gonna start with. We'll start with you, Marco. What's your answer to this question?
So I said Banjo-Kazooie just because I think it would be a blasphemy to have BK toys at my McDonald's.
Oh!
No.
There you go.
Could you imagine that?
Yes.
That would be cool.
But more or less, that's just more of a pun thing, just because I'm glad it fits in so well with the joke.
Yes. They mm-hmm. could even say, like, the better BK.
Better BK.
But honestly, nice. I just love Banjo-Kazooie so much, so it would still be cool to see them as toys there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm.
The joke's just a plus.
Nice. You know, for my answer, initially I was thinking Mario Strikers, right? Because everybody knows Mario, and all the characters are pretty much lovable, and it would kind of encourage at least the sport of soccer and having kids play sports and all that, which would be nice. Don't get me wrong. That would be nice. But then I had a better idea. Oh. Let's go with Splatoon, and we're going to recreate the ketchup versus mayo Splatoon. The figures are going to squirt mayo or ketchup. It just makes sense. It just makes sense.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Genius. I fully back it. I would like that.
You know, scientists always thought that if they should, but they never... Sorry, I forget how that quote goes. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yes.
Where he goes, like, scientists... So. Always think about what they could, but they never stop to think about what they should.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't know about that one. That one's just going to be...
That's just the limitation. Don't think about that. Just do it.
That's going to be a giant mess. I like it, though, just because of the Splatfest tie-in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it'll open more folks to learn about Splatoon and get more people to play. So that'll be pretty cool. For my answer... this one's a bit challenging, but I'm gonna go with anything that resembles toads. I just want a bunch of toads. Captain Toad, Toad from Mario Golf Super Rush, I think that's the name. Anything Toad playing soccer or football, just toads, just all toads. Mm. Because besides Mario, Toad is the best Nintendo character. I mean, that's just now that's my opinion, but yeah, I just want toads, man.
I don't disagree. It has to be in September.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. So you heard that, Nintendo. September 2022.
Yes.
Toads. September. Toads, man.
Honestly, I would really like toads like modeled after the ones in Paper Mario, just because there's so many kinds of toads in Paper Mario now.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
They're all super creative, just in that kind.
We're an idea machine. Let's go, Nintendo. Make it happen. McDonald's. We're loving it. Make it happen. We're
loving it. I'm loving it.
All right. We have this week's weekly question of the week for this week. Ask this week. Answer next week. What non-recent first-party title should get DLC? Kind of like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe did. So think of an older game, but it's going to get DLC. What older game do you want to get DLC?
I have to consider that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We're going to jump out of here. If you haven't already, join our Discord group. The description for this episode has a link to it if you would like to join. We are also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And check out our blog at nintendojump.blogspot.com. Send us any feedback you have at nintendojumppodcast@gmail.com. The best way to support this show is through our Patreon page at patreon.com/nintendojump or by leaving a review for the show in your favorite podcast application. This is Sergio, and on behalf of Kevin and Marco, thanks for listening, and we hope you have a great week. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Stay safe, everyone. Take care, and see you next time.